Hey, just a quick intro here before we start the show, that we did say out on the tweet on the tweeters that we would do a focus on building PCs and just discussions about PCs and PC building in general. But because of the PS5 event, that's basically just hogged the whole show. So we're going to do that PC stuff next week. Okay.
All right.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 41 for sometime, where are we? June, middle of June. My left, I'm joined by Neil, who doesn't sound like a whistleblower blacked out on a news program anymore.
Hello.
And on my right, I'm joined by Dave.
Hello.
So should we just talk about your voice, Neil, very quickly?
Because that was very strange. You'd said about it before we started, but I didn't realise how strange it sounded until I listened back.
I think you'd moved your PC around or something, and from unplugging it and plugging it back in and fiddling a few knobs,
you fiddled, completely... didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think I had, to be honest, from the previous week, but clearly I must have done. So I fiddled again this week. I don't think I sound too weird now. Only as weird as I normally sound.
You sound better. I mean, I definitely knew when we were talking to you last week, you sounded odd.
You said I sounded deeper, which I was like, oh, I can live with deeper. But then I went and listened to it, because it was a bit different to just deeper, wasn't it, really?
Deep throat, that's what we should call you.
No, don't call me that, for God's sake. Don't tell everybody.
Yeah, there's the sound of a Friday night. So
Dave's playing catch up.
Yeah.
You said you were going to be, you were on the bevvies. That was 5 hours ago you told us you'd started on the bevvies. Has this been
that
true?
Was me.
Yeah, I know. Have you kept that up?
Oh, no. No, I had two at dinner time. I had one with cooking and one with my dinner. And then I thought I better lay off for a couple of hours before, otherwise, it was going to be extremely bad.
Food. When you said I've already started, I did the math in my head. It was like my lunchtime. I was like, oh, God, what are we faced with later? This is going to be epic.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't want to disappoint anyone, but I'm not completely trashed.
That's okay.
there's still time for that, though. You know.
Well, yeah, it depends how long we're here for, to be honest.
It's early days. I've got to dose myself up. You guys have got to dose yourselves up.
I've got one on the go, plus I've got two ready to go. So,
everybody had a good week. What are we going to do here? Everybody had a good week. Yeah, I suppose I should let you answer the question.
Are we doing the week we've had first, then?
Let's do the week we had first, then, yeah.
I didn't think I'd had much done this week, but I've written a load of stuff down now. I did the IKEA trip.
Yeah. To get what?
Well, I wanted a few bits.
Yeah, you said you needed a couple of things.
I wanted a desk for my office room. I needed some blinds to finish off my back room.
Oh, yeah, your honeycomb blinds or whatever they were.
Yes. And then I wanted to get a new TV unit for the back room, but I hadn't actually decided what I was getting yet. So I got there. It opens at 10. I got there. I'd left it a little bit late. I got there at 10 past 10. It was fucking round again, wasn't it? I was like, I'm going to have to stick it out this time. I'm going to have to stand in a queue. So there were six lanes of the queue, and I was at the start of the fifth lane. I was like, so I started looking then on my phone to see if they had what I wanted. And all the desks that I was looking at were all out of stock. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. I'm in the fucking queue now. But yeah, they had my blinds. So basically, I stood in a queue for 40 minutes, walked in, got my blinds.
You could have pretended round. You pretend like it was a console launch, like talking to people.
I wasn't talking to anyone. No, my battery drained massively while I was underneath IKEA on Tuesday or whatever it was. because I was like looking constantly on their website. It's like, oh, if I'm stood in a queue, I better find out where I've got to go and all that. And it was like, oh, they haven't got that. They ain't got that. So I picked out a couple of TV desk things, and they only had one out on display, and it was real cheap and shit. So I was like, I ain't getting that one. But I haven't seen the other one yet. So
for their desks?
Well, it's TV bench. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I did say desk, but I didn't mean a bench. But yeah, so I'm not quite ready for that yet, because I've got to do the floor still. My flooring samples finally turned up today. Fucking took over a week to get here. And I only got 3 out of the 4 that I asked for. I was like, oh, brilliant.
Well, they're narrowing down your selection for you.
Yeah, yeah. But we went into the shop last week and had a quick look anyway. So still not 100% convinced on what to do yet. So I've got to do my painting of doors and gloss and all that hoo-ha.
Oh, don't talk to me about painting.
Have you been painting?
Yeah, the living room this week. And I just wanted to kill myself after the first day. I mean, I'd only done 2 walls. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
How many coats you done?
Two coats of cream. Over.
It's your problem. You should be using paint.
But yeah, it's because it's over 2 different colors, top and like, because we've got a railing around the middle. It's slightly darker, and we both, me and the missus, looked at it and went, yeah, that'll do. It's a slightly different shade of cream, but like, we'll pretend we meant to do it like that. So.
Because you're not fancy ripping that rail off then while you were doing it.
No, that's
half the wall comes away with
it. Yeah, you know that's a problem, right? Yeah, that's just no, you avoid that at all costs.
No.
So, only if you're told to.
No, we thought it was going to be a quick and easy one, and it was just like, just wanted to get it done just as quickly as possible, and it was a bit bigger than we wanted it to be. But luckily, yeah, we didn't rip the railing off, and well, there's some alcoving at the top we could have took off. We were looking at it and going, it's just going to be a massive job. So no, sort of.
Yeah, you get ripping it down is not the big deal, right? It's the repairing.
Exactly. Yes, don't I know it?
My house. People who lived here before, for some reason, they had an obsession with mirrors. There's just these massive mirrors on loads of walls, bedrooms and everywhere. And a lot of the bedrooms were done by a contractor.
There's not one on your ceiling, was there?
No, nothing on the ceiling. No. So the contractor did most of the walls, took the mirrors off the walls before we moved in. But the basement, I did myself. I took the mirrors off the wall, and they were all like glued to the wall.
Just perfect.
First of all, prying off like 4 or 5 foot mirrors off a wall, it's just like they're glued on. It was
brutal.
But everything that came off behind it, I mean, it just wrecked the walls. So, yeah. Glue, honestly.
One of my mirrors is glued up, but it's glued onto tiles, so it shouldn't be too bad. And it's not huge. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, what else?
Well, I nearly bought a drill.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
But I say nearly, as in I didn't actually buy one. I spent a lot of time looking at drills and I didn't know what to do because I've got a big hammer drill, but I didn't really want to use a big hammer drill to drill the tiny little hole that I needed to drill to put my blinds up.
Right.
So I wanted a bit more of a dainty drill.
Okay.
So I have an old Bosch drill, cordless thing, but the battery was all screwed up. I don't know if I've talked about this before or not. But yeah, the battery's an old NiCad battery. And my first time I charged it, I swear it fucked up, so it's never really worked properly, the battery, because it's like that weird memory thing.
Yeah.
So I spent the other day, I got it out and I was like, put it in the charger, see if it was just working. It was like, oh, it's fully charged within 1 minute. I was like, pretty sure that ain't fully charged.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
So anyway, I stuck it in the drill and it was like, and I wound it down until there was nothing left. Put it back in the charger. Took a bit longer to charge this time. Put it back in the drill, wound it down again. Then wound it down a bit more. Like kept like taking the battery out, putting it back in, winding it down, put it back in the charger, took a bit longer. I was like, looks like this is actually working. I could actually be getting some life out of this battery yet. So I spent about an hour and a half doing that over and over and over. It was getting longer and longer and longer. And that was when I was looking at drills, because I was like, I can't be doing this all day. But yeah, can't get a drill because I can't decide which one to get, because I look at them and go, oh, that one looks all right.
Were you trying to go for another cordless?
Yeah, another cordless. So now, obviously,
hast thou not learnt thy lesson, Neil?
The cordless, I want. It's a drill driver, so it's like you're supposed to have. It's not for doing big drilling. I've got a big drill, which plugs in and gets loads of power. It's got a hammer action and all that. I just want a dainty drill, like to do the little jobs.
Well, you obviously aren't doing the little jobs because it's not working.
It's been sat in my shed for about 5 years doing nothing.
Do we have this discussion? This is the problem with battery stuff. Unless you're going to be using it regularly, it's like you're onto a bit of a loser, aren't you?
Well, the thing is, the new stuff, if you get a new one, it's got a lithium ion batteries, which last, and they don't do this weird screwing up and like they'll charge and stuff like that.
I think you've got to be careful with the batteries as well, not keeping them like outside where they get frozen. Yeah. It's when they get absolutely frozen, and then while they're charged, it messes them up a little bit.
Yeah, you're not supposed. You sort of always really discharge your batteries before you leave them anyway. But yeah, now it's like if you buy this thing, whatever, say a Bosch, then the battery works in multiple tools, doesn't it? So I'm like, oh, now I can't just choose a drill. I've got to choose the best range of tools.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to end up buying loads of them with all these batteries, with one or two batteries, I don't want to buy
an ecosystem, right?
A drill and then find out that the something other tool is completely shit. So I was like, oh, fucking hell, I ain't got time for this.
Oh, man. See, I don't know.
I think you're overthinking it on that one. I think probably. You just want to get, if you want the drill, just get a quarter drill.
I went, in the end, I phoned my mum and said, have you got a drill? They were like, yeah. I was like, can I borrow it? They were like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I just went and borrowed a drill off my mum. Yeah. So really, like, I walked up there, spent about an hour and a half chatting. My son was getting well bored. Yeah. I needed to get him off the Xbox for a while.
Go on.
But anyway, in the end, I used my old drill. I pulled the trigger. I was like, actually, that sounds like all right. I'm going to try your old drill. And I've drilled 8 holes quickly. And it was like, last hole, it started to drain. I was like, oh. So I just wasted an entire day, basically.
Yeah, see, I run 2 drills. So I have 2, both corded. One of them is like got the hammer action and all that stuff. So if I need to do anything usually heavy duty, then that's the one I'll use. And then the other one is still a corded drill, but it's got like a quick release on it and stuff like that. So that's the one like I just sort of, well, I still have to plug it in, but I'm never far from it. I haven't found a time when I've really been saying, oh, I wish this was cordless. So,
Yeah, they're just a bit easier, aren't they, to use when you're doing. I was, like I say, I was drilling up into the ceiling. I didn't really want to be having sort of trailing wires and everything trip over. So I did end up falling off the ladder anyway, so.
Did you come off the ladder and put your?
I was getting down off the ladder. with the drill in my hand still, and fucking went over, didn't I? My son was like laughing at me.
Did your wife, was that funny?
Was it?
Did your wife come in the door and you had like wallpaper all over you, and like the foot in paint bucket and stuff like that?
No, there was none of that shit lying around. Oh. I was careful to just sit on the drill box as I fell over. So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, it took me a whole day to drill 8 tiny little holes in the fucking ceiling and hang my blinds. But they're up and they work, so I'm happy.
Were they the electric, like remote ones?
No, I didn't get any of that. They're like they're those honeycomb cell things that like they almost reached the floor, but they're long enough. They're 195 long. I don't think you can really get them much longer. So they look all right. They look good, the light colour, and
you were about to say they look all right.
No, they look good because they're like the colour match quite nicely to the paint that I did, which is a bit of a fluke, to be honest. But there we go. But I'm out.
Cool. So that room, well, apart from the floor, that room's all done.
Yeah, apart from waiting for the floor to choose the floor, put the floor down, get skirting boards and put skirting boards on and paint all of the gloss of the doors. Oh, yeah, geez, it's basically done.
So have you got the skirting already sorted? Have you pre-painted that or?
I haven't bought it yet. Oh. I can't get it's a fucking nightmare, isn't it? Trying to go and buy a skirting board nowadays. There's about 20 different types of that.
So when we put our skirtings on, when we moved in like years ago, what we did is we bought it all, measured it out, cut it, painted it, cut it.
Yeah.
We'll put a first coat on, but painted it before we put it on. And then.
How'd that work out?
It was all right, actually. Yeah. I think there's a few bits of touching up that we needed to just make sure you've still got your paint.
Yeah.
Around.
I've got loads of gloss. I've got 2.5 liter top of gloss and 2.5 liter eggshell. Steamy doors.
But yeah, like we found that painting it before we put it on actually saved us shitload of time. And
And mess.
Yeah, a mess. Not having to cut in or anything. Just like instead of like a 3-hour job painting, or like when it was already on the wall, just
slapping it on.
It pretty much, yeah. That, in the garden. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'll probably do that. Or we'll get my brother-in-law to do it. We'll see.
What else we got? Star Wars Revelation.
Yeah. I watched the original Star Wars the other day on my new telly and that.
Oh, okay.
The Revelation is... It's fucking shit.
It's shit.
Fucking Star Wars is shit. I was like, I watched it. I was like, this is fucking boring. This is so fucking cheesy.
What, the first one? The original New Hope?
Yeah.
Okay, right. First of all, you're wrong. Okay. But what you
watched it again. This is just not very good at all.
Oh, man. That's disappointing. You should download the despecialized version.
Maybe. Because it was it was all 4K and everything. And I was like, this is a bit lame. This doesn't look particularly good in 4K. Don't know. Maybe I was just in a bad mood that day. I was just like really jaded about things.
Anyway,
I was like,
it turns around and says Star Wars isn't very good. Something must be. It's been an off day.
It's not very good, though. I think I've been spoiled because the Mandalorian's like super cool looking and everything, and stylish and everything. And then I watch that. It's like, this is just not that great. It's because it's got all the weird new scenes in as well. I don't know, how can they spoil it?
Oh, yeah. No, you want to watch get the despecialized version. I think I've got a copy of that somewhere. It's like.
Yeah.
20 gig maybe. Or whatever, right? And it's just...
Oh, right, so it's decent. Oh,
not VHS tape or...
No, yeah. So it's basically all... It was like a fan service, so like all the fans went and grabbed every like laser disc copies and you know, DVD copies and this and that and whatever, and they took all the parts that they could from everywhere else and color matched everything the way it should be compared to the original screening, and they took out all the crap that George Lucas did afterwards, you know, and they took out all the redubbing or whatever like that and made it. And I think it's made to be like as the original movie release, the closest you will get to watching it in the movies at your house,
right?
The original release. So,
yeah, there's a bit with Jabba the Hutt in it. It's just like, fucking looks so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
he didn't do it. Didn't do it. I mean, you
that
just
was the added scene.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a whole other podcast.
But my brother really loves Star Wars. But I was born in 82, so I missed it completely until I was a bit older. And I don't really have the love for the old ones. Like, my brother, who's 7 years older than me, does, like, he absolutely loves everything about it. And...
Yeah.
I don't have the nostalgia.
Did you get into like the Phantom Menace and those ones or not?
No. I'll watch them. I think I've watched all of them.
Yeah, this is the first time. I've watched this film, I don't know how many times. It's the first time I've just gone, it's not very good. I don't know why I watched it so many times.
But as you say, you've seen the Mandalorian.
Old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, cut it some slack. Then again, like I was like, you know, but like Dave said, like I was... Like his brother, like I remember going to see Star Wars at the cinema, right? I was 7, you know, and you know, I went with my mum, obviously went with my mum and dad, and they went into the cinema thinking, oh, there's some janky kids thing that we're going to take our kids to see. And they absolutely loved it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it just blew them away. Just, you know, no one had seen anything of that quality.
In 1977, it probably was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It just looked weird. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was this new. I don't know. What didn't match how I remembered it? Let's put it that way.
Yeah. John, so you've been banging out the movies, have you?
I have, yeah. I watched earlier on today, we watched Inception, and that has held up quite well. I haven't watched it quite as many times, to be fair, as Star Wars. But
it's not that old, is it?
No. It's fucking 2010. It's 10 years old.
10 year old, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
That means nothing at this age, though, does it?
No.
That's a good film.
Yeah.
It was still as baffling as it was the first time I watched it.
I was going to say, what's your take on the end? Is he still inside?
Well, Mrs. lost it. She lost it. She was like, what? What? That's the end. That's the end. I can't end it there. Is it dead? Is it what? I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm still undecided.
That sounds like when I watched Inception. I've only seen it the once back in the day. And I walked away going, I don't quite understand what all the hype was about. And I feel like I don't feel like it's delivered what I expected it to deliver.
It's a heist movie, isn't it? When it boils down, it's a heist film. But it's got I've watched it quite recently as well, and I thought it was good, and it still held up actually.
Yeah, it didn't look super old. Like 10 years is a long time in thumb things, but like that looked pretty good.
Yeah,
all the special effects. I don't know if it's because it's totally messed up and weird anyway. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was like 2.5 hours or whatever, and it didn't feel like it. So that's a sign of a good film usually.
Yeah.
And then I watched the first episode of a show on Netflix today called The White Lines. We just finished watching that about 20 minutes ago.
Is that about painting the lines on the roads?
Yes, it's about marking out football pitches.
See, I thought it was about something completely different. But...
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Bless you.
But if you have watched the first episode, he does draw a bit of an outline of a football pitch, but not with white paint. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of sort of dark as well, kind of thing. So but yeah, it's like 10 episodes, so I've only watched the first one, but it looks like good.
Okay. Is that on Netflix, is it?
That's on Netflix. They're all set in Ibiza, which helps, because now it's just made me want to go to Ibiza again. It's like, yeah, it looks fucking lush out there, don't it? I've forgotten how amazing it is out there. But yeah, so yeah, I'm going to watch the rest of that with the missus, I think. It's definitely not one to have when the kids are around.
Right, okay.
Be answering loads of awkward questions like, why are there loads of naked people? Why are they touching each other in weird places? Yeah. Good though.
Yeah. Well, that kind of rolls into mine. I've been sort of watching Death in Paradise a lot over the last week, and I decided, is it not yesterday, day before, that the shows are very sort of all right. It's okay, but the reason I'm watching it is because it's set in
Caribbean.
One of the Caribbean, yeah, and it's a beautiful setting.
Yeah,
there's the sun.
It does look quite paradise-like.
Yeah. I was like, while I was watching it, I was like, the only reason I really like the show at the moment is because it's a really nice setting. Mm. And I'd rather be there than like in a cold summer.
Yeah, the weather's taken a bit of a turn, hasn't it, the last few days?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been proper crap here. Well, we had beautiful weather for about 2 weeks, and then the last week it's just been miserable. Raining and cold, and then yeah, So that's why I've been watching that.
Which ones are you watching? Because that used to have... It used to have a different guy in it, didn't it?
Yes, it used to have Nick from...
What's the family?
My Family.
Was it My Family? No.
Yeah, Chris Marshall.
Yeah.
He used to drink down one of my locals.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You didn't know him, though. He must have been a small child when you were
there. Who? What? Chris Marshall? No, he's got to be younger than me. He's about the same age as me.
No way. Can't possibly be. I'm not thinking of the same person, surely.
No. Who are you thinking of?
Let me see who Chris Marshall is.
Chris Marshall. It's Nick from...
He's not that old, surely. That old. You're not going to fall out, mate. He's 47. Anyway.
Is he really? Fucking hell. So, I thought he played the kid in that My Family program.
Right? No. Well, he was a teenager.
Yeah, he was late teens, early 20s, wasn't he?
Jesus Christ, when was that on then? How old is that program?
That's proper old. That's like 15-year-old.
And then some. That was in the... that was older. That's, yeah. Yeah, you're right. About 2005, that was.
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't feel like it was on that long ago, but clearly it was about 20 years ago.
So, we went through the one with the first guy, Ben Miller. He was okay. Ben Miller.
So he was the first one, was he?
He was the first one, yeah. Right. He was okay. Obviously, the Chris Marshall one are probably the best ones. He was fantastic in the role. They're not playing the same character. They're playing different detectives.
Yeah.
And then I'm currently on the one... it's the guy who was from... Father Ted.
Yeah. Ardlo Hanlon, I've got, is that?
Yes.
He's just come up in the search for Chris Marshall. I was like, why has Ardlo Hanlon come up here?
He was really good. He's good at it as well. You kind of, when he first came in, I think it's season 5 or 6, he didn't really sort of make the role his own. It was a bit crap. But he's actually developed the character now. I've seen a few with the newest guy, Ralph Little. He's a bit shit.
This has done some evolving since I've ever watched this program. I've only ever seen Ben Miller once, I reckon.
Oh, but Ralph Little was not very good. I'd seen something online and he'd said, yeah, the character was a bit shit, it was a bit weak. So they're gonna try. He's coming back for another season for it, and they're gonna try and sort of change it up a little bit. But Ralph Little was in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. Yeah. He was brilliant
Royal
in that
family, weren't he?
Yes, Royal I didn't really family. Like. I didn't like Royal
I never
Family.
Never really watched Royal Family, to be honest.
No, but yeah, it's I'm up to like seasons 7 or 8 now.
Christ.
On Netflix, yeah, like we're just powered through it. It's like it's an easy watch.
Clearly,
yeah, it's a bit formulaic with how it sort of how it sets it out.
So it's like Midsummer Murders, but in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I really really enjoyed that, or I am enjoying that. Also watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine at the moment. I don't know if any of you guys...
Have you ever watched that before?
I've seen one or two, and I think because I kind of seen them out of context, I didn't really sort of understand I didn't know the jokes or the people or anything like that. But I started that from fresh.
Yeah, it's good.
And yeah, love it. There's some real good episodes in there. So the especially one that I'm thinking of is Terry, one of the characters. Terry. He's been in
he's
loads of different
called
things.
Terry.
He's actually called Terry.
Yeah. Terry Crews.
But there's an episode where he is racially profiled and kind of arrested when he's walking down the street. But he doesn't have any ID on him. And well, especially at the moment, I just watched it. I was like, oh, okay. I think that was covered like about 3 or 4 years ago. I think that was season 3 or 4. I was like, okay, right, it's interesting. So, like, it's a comedy show about is it in New York,
Brooklyn,
Brooklyn? I don't know. I know it's called Brooklyn. I didn't actually know Brooklyn was a part of New York. I'm guessing it's split into areas.
You gotta get out of the country, ain't you?
I've been to Florida in the USA, but that doesn't. I don't think that's sort of.
That's not New York.
No, it's quite different to New York. I don't really know sort of New York or anything like that. But in where there is jokes, there is actually some serious episodes. That do a message. I thought it's really good.
Not really watched it. My daughter's watched all of it. Like, she powered through that well before the lockdown. That was, she was watching that every week,
right?
But, yeah.
So I think it's up to like season 6 or 7 on Netflix, and then E4 is doing the latest series. I don't know what season, but
I thought the latest one was on Netflix.
No, E4 are doing the latest series. So like my TiVo is recording the latest season of that. But I did look. It's like, are we up to that? It's like, no, definitely not up to that.
Cool.
But yeah. And then just sort of more bread, and I've been making pizzas this week.
I've got some bread flour and some yeast, and my plan is to make some pizzas. So I want to know about pizza breads.
It's really easy. What I'll do is I'll tweet a page from a book. It's amazing to do it from fresh. So I made the recipe that I've done. I thought I'd do a little bit more because I thought, you know, it's because I like pizza, and I thought
I haven't had pizza for a while.
That's not enough for one. So I've done a little bit more, and that actually covered us for 2 days for 3 little sort of pizzas for 1, sort of 4 right. Slice pizzas.
Can you freeze the dough? Is what
you can. I refrigerated the dough for 2 days, and it was perfect. Actually, it was probably better on the second day. I think you can freeze it. Just get it to the point where before you sort of get it all into it before you're rolling it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't freeze it too soon, could you? Because you would kill all the yeast, wouldn't you?
That's it.
You need to have proved first.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's both the missus and my little one was like, "That's the best pizza ever. We're never ordering pizza out again." Because
one of my mother-in-law's neighbour, she's Italian. She made a pizza, and we had some, and I was like, I don't ever want to eat other pizzas again. This is like the best pizza ever. It was nothing like anything I'd ever tasted before.
If you do it right, it's just the dough, the pizza dough is so fluffy, and like
I even bought good olive oil to make pizza dough.
that's a good shout. Yeah, that's what we did. So what we've done is I've got quite a big skillet, iron skillet. And I put that in the oven for like 10 minutes on high heat. And then sort of rolled the pizza dough out, got it to the point, rolled it out on the table, plopped that in the skillet, so roughly the right shape. So it started to sort of crisp up underneath as I was doing it. put a bit of passata on, ham, cheese, dairy-free cheeses.
Hang on.
For the little one, I don't know. Right. We're not saying no meat for the little one. But if she wants ham, she'll have ham. A bit of spinach. What else do we put in there? And then sort of just, a bit more herbs on the top. whacked that in the oven for like 8 minutes, came out and it all fluffed up around the outside. Oh, sorry. Yeah, olive oiled all around the outside. After I put that on, olive oiled all the crust.
Right. Oh, man. I'm making me hungry now.
Put that in. And then, like, it all bubbles up around where you've put the passata and everything.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of slip it out. Cut. The problem is we've only got one skillet of the same size.
Yeah.
So, like, after three pizzas, you, like the first one's gone, and you're like, oh, and you basically you're waiting for your own one, and it's
yeah
it takes a lot longer to do the last one. But yeah, no, it's proper nice pizza, and it tastes better because you do it yourself, and you know you've done the hard work. So yeah, like I've been told we're not buying pizza again.
Told everyone we're not buying shit from anywhere anymore.
to do it well, well, it took me about 2.5 hours from start to finish. But we got two loads of pizzas out of that. So we got six pizzas.
Right, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the dough recipe I saw was like, use 500 grams of flour. I was like, that sounds like quite a lot of flour.
Well, I used 750 and then sort of like 50% on all the ingredients.
Right. Because I've got sachets of yeast. It's like one sachet per 500 grams. Like, well, that's the minimum amount I'm making then, I guess.
No, you don't actually need to worry about... If you're using the same amount of yeast, you just leave it a little bit longer, but you 50%... put 50% the amount of water in, but leave it for longer and wait for it to just takes a little bit longer for it to all bubble up.
Cool.
Yeah. So the sachets of yeast, you get about 7 grams, and there's all the different instructions say like 8 or 10 or but you don't need to worry. It's just the more you put in, the quicker it'll start doing it. Okay. So if you just leave it a little bit longer, it'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah,
then.
I've got proper insights. my sack of flour update is that I am halfway through it.
Nice.
I was at work the other week, we had more big bags of flour in. I was going to tell you. It's like, oh, Dave, excitement. We had loads of them.
Yeah, no, I've got another one. I bought myself one on the my mum one, and they haven't actually started their one yet. So I've got that in the bag. So as soon as I get through ours, I'm gonna think theirs. Yeah.
Cool. I have been working on my patio, so I had. I think Saturday morning after we recorded last week, it was the first start. I started getting my bricks down. So I did like the first couple of rows. Then on the Sunday, I transferred all the bricks from the front of my house to the back of my house, which took a whole morning. And then I started laying more of the patio. And I'm probably about, I would say, well, in terms of area laid down, I'm probably about 3/4 done. In terms of the amount of work, I'm probably, well, no, I guess, because there's loads of work that went in before, but I've got now to do the edging and start cutting bricks and things like that to fit the one curve or whatever. My wife, like a curve there, you know, and not really thinking it through. I should have absolutely argued against it at the time.
Do you mean one of those square curves?
Yeah, if it was just square, it would be done tomorrow, but it's got to be curved. It's like, oh my God. So I bought
so you got to chop like, yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah.
So I bought a masonry chisel today and I bought a diamond blade for my circular saw. So I'm all set to go.
You're going to love that though.
It's, you know what? I'm ready to go. I've done my prep for it. I'm going to hit the ground running tomorrow morning and start getting on with it. So hopefully you've
got plenty of safety specs, stuff like that.
I've got lots of safety gear. Yeah, I've got ear defenders and safety specs and all that stuff. It's all good.
You're going to put your headphones underneath your
you look like ear some defenders. Sort of disposals person like trying to do your patio.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably just take out. I've got a nice Bluetooth speaker. I'll just take that out the back and have some music playing. So, and our weather's been wonderful. So we've had a heat wave this week and last week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was getting up to the 30s, so that was nice.
Wow. A bit too hot to do some work in the outside on.
Yeah, it's been a little bit cooler at the moment the last couple of days, so that's been good. I'm not going to talk about the next bit. I'll leave that till next week. That will probably do, I think. Let's crack on with tweets and emails. We've got Christian Barkley. So he was obviously listening because I think I spoke highly of Beverly Hills Cop. He says, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 definitely hold up. It's my go-to movies when I'm ill. I can't really remember 2. I'm not sure I've definitely 3. Seen it, but I really know 1. He also says, we'll not dive deep into Beverly Hills Cop again. So is Neil a snitch then after the voice disguiser last week? I'm guessing he's in witness protection. Seriously. You definitely sound better this week.
Good. You should have made more of a thing about it last week. I can't believe how weird.
Well, the problem is, if we start making something of it, like just before we're... Like I could have pushed. I really thought, you know, I can push here and tell him it really does sound odd. And I sort of did say it, but I didn't push it hard because.
We could have been sat there for a half hour.
Exactly. Do you know how many times.
You know how long it took me to change my settings? About 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, but Sod's Law says if you try and do that before we're about to record a podcast, maybe. It's going to take 2 hours, right? And I've been through this numerous times and I am definitely dropping names here. Steve Pendlebury of Game Punchers. It's just a nightmare with him and his voice quality and sorting stuff out before. Like all the time sorting stuff out. I mean, I think of the last few times we recorded, he's really got it sorted out. But, you know, and if you haven't got it sorted out before you're about to record, geez, I'm ignoring it. I'm just telling you. I'm not pushing it.
Yeah, anyway, by the time we're all on and we're ready to go, it's like, your voice sounds a bit weird. It's like,
here we are. So anyway, Christian also says, I was wondering if you have a world in books or media that could be adapted to Beck's game franchise.
I think that's supposed to be a game franchise.
A game franchise. I always thought that the Terry Pratchett Discworld. Oh, yeah, okay. Terry Pratchett Discworld world would be an amazing opportunity for games. I'm not sure if any of you are fans. There's some amazing audiobooks voiced by Nigel Planer, Neil from The Young Ones, and Tony Robinson, Baldrick from Blackadder.
Well, I'm a massive fan of the Discworld series and Terry Pratchett. I've got all of the books. I've got a few signed ones. Nice. I unfortunately didn't actually get to meet him before he passed away. But would love to. He was a really interesting character, Terry Pratchett. I haven't actually heard any audiobooks. Don't really do audiobooks. I don't think I'll get on with them. If I'm listening to anything, I'm trying to get free podcasts because I've got shitloads of podcasts to listen to. The reason I'm into Terry Pratchett is because when I started seeing The Misses, I used to work at a printing press, and a book called The Truth was released by Terry Pratchett, and it's basically about the printing press in the Discworld series, and I started reading it, and then. I specifically remember every time we used to go away on holiday, half our suitcase was filled up with different Terry Pratchett books. Just can't get enough. Obviously now I've got a Kindle. I've got all of them on there. So anytime I've got any spare time, I'm trying to read or reread the books because they're just so easily sort of digestible. And
fun, yeah.
But yeah, the
They're I read funny. Loads of them when I was younger, and I think I've got all of them on a Kindle too. So
I've got 10 of his books on my bookshelf, I reckon.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not sure I've actually read any of them all the way through, to be honest. I can't remember.
I've got a few of the there's a few odd ones. There's like Nanny Ogg. She's a character in the Witches series, and she's got a cookbook, and it's a whole series of comical recipes and story anecdotes of that. It's not strictly part of the sort of Discord series, but it's sort of a side bit. But like all of that stuff, I love. So yeah, I'm really into Terry Pratchett. So he's I also, when I went traveling in 2004, there was I remember going like when I was around Australia and Southeast Asia, I used to just go around the secondhand bookstores looking for Terry Pratchett books, and there'd always be a little section and like just do swapses with the ones I'd read in, and yeah, it's really really interesting. There's a massive community, of Terry Pratchett stuff. I know there is some shops as well down in the New Forest, I think, like a Discworld shop. It's got loads of his stuff. I've never actually gone down there, but I do plan to go down. I think there is some games in the Discworld series. I think they're very old, like Amiga, age.
Probably old PC games.
Yeah. But yeah, they have done some TV adaptations of them. Now, I know they did Hogfather, which is the Discworld version of Christmas.
Yeah, wasn't Del Boy in one of them?
David
Jason. What was that one?
Was that not that? That he was in
not
that?
Sure. Not sure if it was that or if it was the Light Fantastic that he played that character. The Light Fantastic being the first book in the Discworld series.
Well, let's look it up, shall we?
Oh, good old Google.
Muddle Earth? No, is that something to do with it? No. Colour of Magic TV miniseries. Oh, Terry Pratchett's Hogfather?
Yes.
TV movie? So, yeah, he's been in a couple there. Just to stay on track with Christian's question, is there other media books worlds in books and media that could be adapted to game franchises or that we think should be adapted? My problem is I tend to read non-fiction. I'm not really a big fiction reader anymore.
But, I don't know, it's not a book, but I was just looking on my shelves and I've just seen 24 DVD. And I'm surprised there wasn't a video game made of 24.
Oh, I bet there was. Ripe.
Was there?
There must have been.
Right, yeah.
I remember there being
24, the video game. The game, yeah, PlayStation 2.
Christ. That was probably shit.
Absolutely. Probably total garbage. Let's have a look. Reception.
That sounds like that could make a pretty reviews. Good game these days.
6 and 7s out of 10. It's not terrible.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be good now, though, would it? You wouldn't want to play that now.
Yeah, so Christian says, we haven't really given you much there, Christian, but anyway.
I don't read enough in our days, gotta be honest. What about 50 Shades of Grey?
Sure. he says, "Have a fantastic weekend, boys. Thank you, Christian. Much appreciated."
Yeah, Charles.
Andy Cox sent us a tweet. "Hi all, you've probably got lots to talk about tonight. What with the PS5 launch and probably some Manly tools." Oh, that's what I forgot to say. I did buy some tools today. Did I tell you that? I bought a masonry chisel.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did say that.
And a diamond cutting blade for your circuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I did say that. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Dave just wasn't listening to me. and I wasn't listening to myself either, by the sounds of it. Andy says, "Hi all, you've probably got lots to talk about tonight with the PS5 launch and probably some Manly tools you might have been using this week. So my question this week is a quick one.
during the recent lovely weather, what has been your ice cream of choice? Lolly, tub, 99? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Cheers all. I've actually had some ice cream this week, but I can't. My son's here. So what ice cream did we have this week? What was it?
Chocolate fudge cookie dough.
Chocolate fudge cookie dough.
Was that like Ben & Jerry's?
It's not a Ben & Jerry's. It's nothing so...
Own brand.
It's nothing that luxurious. But I don't know. It's just...
I quite partial to a Magnum, got to be honest.
Oh, yeah. They used to be my favourite.
But I'll happily accept a Tesco mint chuck version of one of those as well. They're pretty good. And we had a Neapolitan Viennetta the other day, which was okay. I had a Viennetta in probably about 20 years.
Yeah, that was going to say.
Pretty good.
Oh, I used to love Viennettas. My mum.
Yeah, they're still good. They're still good. I wouldn't want to have one every day, obviously, but yeah, they're still pretty good.
Did we not have a conversation with someone in the recent past about the invention of the Viennetta? Didn't somebody say they knew somebody who invented the Viennetta?
I don't know. It was probably you.
No, I think it was Matt. I think it was Matt.
Yeah, you or Matt.
Yeah. Dave, ice cream?
Ben and Jerry's do a really nice dairy-free cookie dough. It's actually, you can't tell it's dairy-free.
Are they Mooforia ones or something?
No, it's Ben and Jerry cookie dough.
Yeah, that's Mooforia is one of theirs, I think, isn't it?
Is it?
Something like that. Yeah, they've got like this side brand. It's like the healthy brand or something.
Okay.
Healthy ice cream.
But I'm lacto-free, so or lactose intolerant, should I say. So I was actually really happy to find out they had this cookie dough one. Before this, a Magnum. That was my lolly of choice. Or a Scribble.
You know, I was just thinking about when I was a kid, I definitely used to have quite a lot of Scribbles.
Because you get the ice cream and you get a shitty purple cup at the end. But yeah.
Thank you, Andy. We've answered your ice cream questions. Actually, yeah. I didn't really say if my ice cream of choice, though. If I'm going for something, it's Rocky Road. So that's chocolate with
bits,
marshmallows and nuts. But I can't remember which nuts they are.
Do you get an ice cream van in Canada?
Hang on,
we had an ice cream van outside our house this week. Yeah.
Okay. What did you get?
Nothing.
Oh come on! What?
We didn't go out. No, we didn't go out.
The first time I've heard one in recent times, considering it was like for 2 months, it was right sunny. The first day I actually heard an ice cream van, it was fucking raining. Really?
Oh, we had loads around our area when it was nice and sunny.
Yeah, we had one, and my kids didn't really make a fuss to go out, so we didn't encourage them. We just
still don't think it's the kid snatching siren going off.
Yeah, we're not talking about kid snatching here.
Someone said that they took, I don't know if I read it somewhere, they only ring the sound when they've run out of ice creams.
Stuart Cullen sent us a tweet. He says, Gods and Monsters leaked on Stadia this week, the same night of the Sony announcement. Was it an honest mistake or something more? And could it jeopardize Ubisoft and Google? Could it jeopardize the Ubisoft and Google relationship, or could Stadia capitalize on this blunder? Could they? I just saw it as very briefly that something leaked on Stadia, so I don't really know anything about it.
He reads. He's always. When he tweets us, it's always a question from my news. It's the most biggest news of the week. This was my big news of the week story, and he's put it in the tweets already.
Okay.
Bigger than anything else that's happened this week. Nothing else happened.
Who's put the news in here?
I did. Well, Dave.
There's no links. There's no links.
No, you don't need links for those ones, do you?
Yeah, I do. I always click on the links.
Links for everything.
Anyway. So they they released an unreleased game briefly.
Gods yeah, and Monsters, it's which got was some. The Ubisoft thing. Yeah, and it's got some like very early. Well, not even art. Yeah, it's just not, sort of placeholder finished, stuff. Yeah.
Did they? How did they do that by accident?
What, you think they know what they're doing at Stadia?
Okay.
What the big news here of this is, someone fucking noticed that this happened. This is the big news. Yeah.
So, like, I've watched it. It looks a little bit like the Zelda on the Switch. What's it called? Which one's that?
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild. It looks a little bit like that. To me, with the climbing mechanics, the stamina bar.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
So, right.
Like, it was just like a pet project or something at Ubisoft or something, and it's just grown into this bigger thing, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I expect they fully know what they're doing. I
think Ubisoft do. Yeah.
But the fact that yes, it's been noticed, like that was a bit of a news story in itself, and the fact that somebody's paying attention to it. But yeah, I
don't know if anyone actually got to play it because I didn't really read the story.
How on earth do you accidentally make that available on your platform to your subscribers? Mm. I just don't get that at all. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, surely there's got to be something more similar. Oops, we dropped it into the into the lineup for the people to select on there. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, how, I don't know, did you read the thing? Does it say it was like included in Pro or something like that? So people actually got to play it? Or was it just there?
It says a few people managed to play it, but...
Does that mean they bought it then?
No, it says, where is it? I don't know. They just says here they made an early build of it, briefly available to play. How do you do that by accident? I just don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you accidentally set it from like pre-production to live, and then back again.
Well, how have they got... Yeah, that's just weird, right? Here you go. Here's look.
Why would Ubisoft give Stadia an incomplete version of their game in the first place?
I don't know.
A Stadia spokesman said, a few hundred gamers were able to play it for less than 30 minutes. We sincerely apologize to our partners at Ubisoft for this mistake. Yeah, why did Stadia have a copy of it? Why was it available to go onto live? I think it was a...
Well, but I suppose
Stadia is good for that thing now. The fact that you can accidentally make something playable for 30 minutes and actually see how many people could play it and, you know, everything about from there.
Yeah, it's weird.
Sounds weird.
It is weird, but yeah.
All right. LLI Lord. Recent follower, friend of the show, says, hi guys, what is your average gaming time per week?
It changes.
I don't know. Don't really want to.
I would say on an average week, probably if you took the average for me over the past few years, I'm looking 1 to 2 hours a day. Like I used to.
Yeah, you're right.
I like to get in and then have play for an hour or two and then that's me done.
You're more than that, I reckon.
What? No, during the week, and then at the weekend, I'll put in like good, you know, 4 hours.
Yeah, maybe. It's way more than that a day average.
Yeah.
So I quickly checked what I've done this week. Well, last 2 weeks because of Steam. Steam's handy for that. And I've put.
Oh yeah, you've actually been playing Steam, so that helps.
Yeah, I put. Is it? I just had it up. 44 hours in Elite, so 22 hours.
About 3 hours roughly. A day, 3 and a bit hours.
Yeah.
I reckon that's probably not. I don't know. It could be more than that some days.
But like, to be honest, well, I'll talk about this when I'm talking about my games. But I don't think I'm. I didn't realize I'd been playing it for that amount of time.
Yeah.
I've kind of been thinking, I wish I had more time to play Elite. So there I know there also, has been.
You might as well have just said, I wish I was playing this all the time.
Pretty much. I know there has been weeks where I've put in 40 or 50 hours into a game.
Oh, man, when I was deep into my Destiny 2 addiction, I was putting in a shitload.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's the same when I was at the height of PUBG. I was at definitely at least 2 to 3 hours a day, plus more on the weekends.
Mm.
You know, so just depends. Right. Yeah, right. The last couple of weeks has been quiet.
5 or 6 hours a day, I reckon, at one point in Destiny.
Mm.
But not as much these days.
It can change. Things can change. okay, cool. Well, let's crack on then with what we've been playing. I'll just start. I mean, mine pretty much blank here. I don't think I've for the King. Was that the one we've been playing?
We played after the podcast last week. That's the
let's talk about that because the three of us sat down and played it. That was fun.
Yes. Till fucking 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. We got to continue that campaign too.
Not tonight, dude. Though.
Okay. Are you working tomorrow?
No. Oh. But. Yeah.
It's fun. I enjoyed that. We got to just get together and play. I'm enjoying that as a sort of, you know, we were playing that and I had music on in the background and was just really just relaxed, chilled out playing it. It was really cool.
Hmm.
It is a strange kind of, like, say, it's that whole co-op part of that. I've not really played a game in that style co-op. So it is good from that point of view.
Yeah. No. So I don't know how much more we want to talk about that. I like it. Do we have anything else we really need to say about it?
Well, we didn't finish the first sort of main objective yet, have we? So.
How much did we play? We probably put in a couple of hours.
It felt like it was on there for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it was definitely getting light.
I think something, it crashed, didn't it? And then we said, that's it. That's when we have to stop, when it's crashed.
Did it?
Yeah,
I can't really remember.
Yes, I think somebody, Neil, you disconnected or something, and then that because you were the host, that, and we were like,
that's it.
I'm surprised we've gone this far, to be honest. I've had like 6 disconnects on my internet today, which has been pretty annoying.
Well, all right, don't jinx it.
I was going to say about Elite Dangerous.
Well, I'll just finish to finish my section. But I cracked on with Ace Combat 7.
Finished it?
Trying to get to my janky dog. That's the main thing. But I haven't got there yet. I'm doing okay. I'm just stuck on one little section of a mission where I keep failing the mission and I can't quite figure out how to not fail it. So, but I'm still really enjoying that as a pickup, and just like if I've got something on the barbecue and I've got to hang around near it, I'll just fire up the Xbox and have that on in the background and play a few rounds of it. So it's
sounds like a bad idea. I'd definitely be burning shit on the barbecue place. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think, and so there's not much else. I don't think I've got anything. Oh, we played Valorant, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah. Yes.
We haven't played.
No, we haven't, but I have played Valorant.
You were playing the tutorial or whatever while I was playing.
I played a round and lost 13-1, which I didn't really, was most unimpressed with. That game has definitely got some, so it's like, what's the best way? It's 5v5.
It's
5v5 in a small map. Every character has different abilities and weapons. And then your goal is just to basically eliminate the other team or plant a bomb, whatever it is, right?
And make it.
Let's just go.
It's like
Rainbow Six Siege has a mode very similar where you've got to like plant the bomb and not get it defused. So it's kind of a cross between like CSGO. It's very much CSGO crossed with Overwatch class abilities and stuff like that.
Okay.
So
it seems to be well done. I was getting very frustrated with getting killed straight away, but I did manage to get some kills towards the end. Mm. So, you know,
I think the onboarding is a little bit brutal. I've got to be honest. Like the tutorial bit is okay. I spent a lot of time in the tutorial adjusting my sensitivity to get it to feel pretty good. So I was like knocking out the dummy robots pretty quick without like overshooting my aim and stuff like that. So I got it to a pretty good spot. I felt good with it. And then I went into a game. Like the first two games I played were really close. And I was like, oh, this is really good. And then the next game we got absolutely destroyed. But that was in the beta and there was only that one game mode available. Now there's a new game mode, which I think they would be much better off putting you straight into after you've done the tutorial, because it's only first to four, whereas the main game mode is first to 13.
It did.
It's good once you're into the game. That's a good game length, I think, first to 13, because the round can be very quick. But yeah, there's now Spike Rush, which is the new mode, which is still 5v5. But instead of there being one bomb that someone picks up to place when you're doing the main game mode, every attacker starts with a bomb. So there's also new maps available now, which weren't available when I played. So now anyone can plant the bomb in one of the locations. It doesn't like, because normally if like the bomb carrier gets killed in like the main game mode, then someone else has got to pick up the bomb to plant it. Obviously, that is, it's all that, as much as it's the primary objective to plant the bomb, make it go off, it's kind of second, because as long as you kill the other team, then you win anyway.
Yeah.
But I've not played it all week, to be fair, not since we were, you were playing that, because I just played that a lot, that one game mode. I played, I don't know how many games while you were playing that one. I've nearly got to the point where I can unlock my first free character, so I was smashing through those games quite quick and I was enjoying it because I was getting kills. And the good thing about the Spike Rush mode, which is different, is everyone starts with the same gun, whereas in the main game mode, everyone in the first round, everyone starts with a pistol. In the second game, based on how well you did in the first game, you have cash and you go to a buy round and you can buy guns or shields or abilities, because some of your abilities you'll have to buy. But in the Spike Rush new mode, everyone's got abilities from the start. Everyone starts on a level playing field. But it's good to sort of stick with a character as well and get to know it. That's the difference between this and like CSGO, you're a soldier and everyone's a soldier and you can throw a grenade or a smoke grenade or whatever. But now you have to, if you're Phoenix, then you need to learn how to play Phoenix and use their abilities in the right time and the right part of the stage of the game and all that sort of stuff. So it's a lot more tactical, I'd say.
Mm.
A bit more learning needs to be
done. It looks to be well made. It was really slick and not bad for free. So
yeah, there was talk of a console version coming, apparently, as long as they can not dumb it down too much. Well, I think that's pretty much what they were getting at.
Right.
It's got to feel as good as it does on the PC. So we'll see. It's not technically, like, graphically amazing, I don't think. No. It looks all right. It looks good. It's not like going to... It's like Overwatch is like runs at really high frame rates if you've got a half-decent PC. And it's easily runs at like 60 frames per second on console and stuff like that, because it's not massively detailed. But it's, you know, it's not ugly at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fairly impressed with it. I need to play some more of it.
Yeah, it's a good job it's free.
Yes. So, and I don't think I have anything else. I'll probably remember as soon as I hand the baton over.
I will.
Who wants
next? Who's going next then?
Oh, no, you're next on the list.
Go on then. Right, well, I finished two games this week.
Ooh.
Because I finished RE2, which I was stuck on last week.
Well done.
Wow.
Because I was fed up with not knowing what to do, so I
You knuckled down, did you?
I searched on the internet and was like,
oh, yes.
What do I need to do now? Sort of quit on RE2. And I was like, basically, I just searched for the quests that I had available. It's like, right, okay, obviously I need to do this now. So then I went off and did it. And then I only needed to get like a little kickstart. And then I was all right. What can I say about that? I don't want to spoil anything, obviously, but it's good. The first game was good. I never really played the first one. This one, I think, is a bit easier, a bit more forgiving, maybe not easier. There's still those moments like where you'll fail multiple times, potentially. But I failed multiple times at a few things, but it wasn't very often that I felt like I didn't know what I had to do. I was just like, I didn't quite do what I needed to do, sort of thing.
Right.
So I never got massively frustrated. Like, the most frustrated I got was a bit like, I could say, I'd left it so long. I was like, I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. But once I got back in the swing, it's really strange though, because like, I unlocked only about, what is it, 12 abilities you unlock? And I only ever really used about 5 of them. So there's loads of stuff I haven't done, I suppose, this game. But there's different ways of playing the game, I guess. There's loads of the sort of weapon-y type abilities that I didn't really use at all. So, but yeah, enjoyed. Once I got over the frustration of knowing what I needed to do, I did enjoy that game quite a lot. It wasn't huge, but I don't know, probably what, 15 hours or something took me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, good for you for finishing something.
Yeah, I recommend it anyway. If you're into that kind of game, it's a good one. Yeah, and then I started a game and finished a game in the same week called Deliver Us the Moon, which is on Game
Pass. Yeah, I've read a little bit about that. Looks interesting, actually.
It's sort of like a pretty simple puzzle game. There's a bit of like picking stuff up, putting it in a box and putting it in a slot and taking it out and doing something else with it and unlocking, doing things in a certain order to make sure you can do what you need to do kind of thing. But I played it on the PC. There's a Game Pass quest for this game, which is kind of why I started playing it. It's like got me 25 rewards points, but doesn't work if you do it on the PC. Works if you do it on the Xbox. But I'm glad I played it on the PC because it's got all the ray tracing and all that hoo-ha, and it's in space and it's on the moon and stuff, and it looks fucking awesome. But I'll be honest, graphically, like when you're out on the moon and stuff like that, it looks amazing. But it's pretty straightforward, not particularly challenging, but it was just nice to play a game that was not massively hard, but it was still decent. Good story.
Oh, I saw this. Okay. Should I play this? Should I try it? I should.
You could have a go. It didn't take that long. It's not massively hard. It's just kind of nice to get through the story and see what happens and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah. I certainly wouldn't recommend against playing it, put it that way. But
how long did it take you to complete it then?
I don't know. Yeah. Not that long. I don't even know if I can see on Xbox anymore how long it took me.
It's quite a newish game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not been out long. Come straight to Game Pass when it came out.
Right.
It's got like 4 stars on Xbox Game Pass out of 7 reviews.
Oh, sorry, they're coming away.
It doesn't tell me how long I've played it for. Used to be able to find this sort of stuff, but they've changed the Xbox apps on PC. But yeah, decent. Looks, like I say, when you're out in space and stuff like that, it looks really cool. And it's got a pretty decent story.
Cool.
All right. Davey boy.
It's me.
So yeah, I've been still smashing Elite Dangerous hard this week. There's been a new update for fleet carriers, which
are
basically
much are they?
22 billion, and then and then a couple of, I think it's 50 million a week upkeep on it.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, you know, you've got to be proper doing it.
Do you get some sort of missions when you get one of those that makes it easy to turn over that sort of cash in a week?
I don't think so. Maybe. The big money at the moment is through mining. I think it's I can't remember what it's called. It's basically since we played like 3 years ago, Neil, it's completely changed. Void opals.
Yeah, you get a lot more cash out of mining now, can't you?
Yeah. A lot has changed. But it's been interesting. So I've now got my Rear Admiral rank, and I've got 250 million in the bank. But I'm not actually going to buy the ship that I want. What's it called? Federal.
What have you got now? What are you?
I'm in an ASP Explorer.
That's what I got.
And I'm. The new grind is now the materials for the engineers.
Right, yeah, that's what I was doing, I think, the last time I played.
Yeah, so basically I'm trying to... like, there's for engineering, for people that don't know, is a way of upgrading different systems on the ships. And I've upgraded my ASP a little bit for the jump range to be a lot... further, but there's lots of materials, and I haven't even unlocked. I've only got 3 engineers at the moment, which only do a few of the systems. So I'm trying to get through and sort of unlock them all until I get my Federal Corvette. That's it, Federal Corvette, and then I'll go through and use all the materials on that to upgrade the hell out of that. But yeah, like. I was on it earlier, and I was like, "Oh, I'll just quickly, just do this one thing." And I started, I thought, oh, "It's only going to take 10 minutes." I'll make a mental note of the clock, the time. And I was like, an hour and a half later, I had not done the thing that I wanted to do. Just grab a few, like, I think I was just changing systems. I was going from one side of the inhabited bubble to the other. I was like, "Oh, it won't take long." It's like an hour and Aaron, 10 minutes later, I was like, "Shit, I've got stuff to do." But all I was doing was jumping between systems, and then while I was jumping, when I found
doing a bit of fuel scooping,
scan
the system.
Yeah, scanning the system, and then when I found a system with like quite a lot of bodies, there's a new way of, instead of having to travel to each planet to actually do a detailed scan of it. You can do a FSS, I think it's called, which is basically
the weird like frequency type thing.
Yes, that's the one. and then, so you know, and so what I thought was take 10 minutes, yeah, hour and 10 minutes later, I was like, "Damn it!" so yeah, still really enjoying it. It's, you know, I think it's a really old game now, but yeah, so. The big change this week has been the fleet carrier update, and I've been following. So it's still got a massive community of people playing this game, and there are fleet carriers are slightly different to normal ships in that they're basically a mobile base, in that you can have a number of ships docked at the same time, but. If you're docked and then actually inside the fleet carrier, that docking space is free for somebody else to dock. So it's basically a limited amount of people can dock on them. And there are sort of rolling communities of people going deep space exploring, going across the whole universe.
Yeah, I heard there's another big campaign going on, isn't there?
Yeah. The last one, I was reading a little bit about it. It was about 2 years ago. there's a place called Coriolis, sort of created, there was a big community event to sort of send a ship into deep space to colonize a new part of deep space, create another bubble. And so Coriolis was created about 2 years ago. And now they've done another one with fleet carrier and have sent a deep space carrier somewhere across the other side of the galaxy, but nobody's actually found where it's created yet, or sort of where it's spawned. So, there's a lot to relate.
Yeah.
I'm still into it. I think it's one of the games I'll always go back to because, there's so much to it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about dabbling again, but last time that's all I played for about a month, just constantly doing stuff.
Mm. And there's no, I started off with a thing that was, I just wanted to get to this rank, and then I wanted to get this amount of money to get the ship. And now the thing is, I want to do the engineers bits to get the materials, so when I get the ship and can afford the upgrades, that I can put the best possible engineer. And then after that, I'm thinking, well, the reason why I want the ship is to do PvE, to do bounty hunting. But then I'm thinking, now if I've done all this, like, I think actually getting to the end point where I want to do the bounty hunting with a ship would actually be a bit of a, like, I don't actually want to do that. I just like the getting to this bit. So it's been interesting. A lot of grinding, a lot of kind of repeating the same things to get the most amount of materials.
The game is the grind, though, or the grind is the game, right?
Yeah, but it's fun. It's interesting.
It doesn't have to be just grinding. I mean, you can just go around pirate hunting. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can play how you want, to be honest. So
there's a whole PvP mode, isn't there? Separate.
Yeah. The arena mode. Yeah, I've dabbled in that. That is, it's very fun. But as somebody,
but you need a high skill level.
There's a massive skill sort of curve on that.
People are using mouse and keyboard, I think, in that. And I'm like, what?
I'm not sure. I know they fly unassisted, which basically means you can turn your ship on a dime but not change the direction of of where you're going. So when you're normally
basically
playing,
how Elite used to play back before it had this sort of, it would, now you can basically fly your space ship like a fucking aeroplane through space because it'll do all of it. When you turn in, it'll be doing it. Whereas in the old fashioned Elite, basically, when you turned, you were still traveling the direction you were traveling anyway.
Yes.
It weren't until you then thrusted that it started to change your direction. And all that sort
exactly.
Of stuff.
So, that's how to PvE now is that you, so you boost in one direction, turn in the other. If the person's following you, you shoot backwards. That's kind of frowned upon actually in the proper PvE, PvP circles. I've kind of been reading into it. Like the arena is slightly different because that is a free for all, but if you're PvEing in open space, if you're PvEing rather than pirating, it's kind of like a jousting contest. Like if you're doing it honorably,
right.
You know what these things are like. Like people are so into this that they've made all these sort of rules and regulations. And if you're doing it but if you're not doing it properly, it's that you're a pirate. And it's really interesting. I haven't dabbled. I probably won't. get into that. That's way too much for me. But
too risky is what I think. I don't want to have my ship blow up. I don't want to waste any credit.
Well, that's it. Like, as long, that's also another thing is that most people that are doing this are doing this in the cheap ships that are like a million or two, and the rebuy is a couple of hundred thousand. Like they're doing it.
I used to use a Viper. I think I had a Viper.
Viper Mark three or four. Yeah. So I have recently got a Vulture as well, which I haven't really sort of taken out. But that was a couple of million with a couple of more million to upgrade it and stuff. There's like the way to properly do players not in the big ships. The big ships, the Anacondas, the Cutlers, the Corvettes. You're not supposed to do it because the rebuy is too much. And a really good player in a fully engineered small ship would just absolutely destroy you.
Mm.
Like if you didn't know what you're doing. Or even if you did, and they were just that good, like they could just fly around you and just dodge everything. So, yeah, even though it's an old game, there's still a lot to it, and there's still big numbers of people playing it. So, let's have a look. Nearly 15,000 in game at the moment.
Wow!
So it's still very popular. Yeah. Also, this week I've been playing some Animal Crossing with the daughter. So jump back onto that. I don't know what started it. It was like I think a bit of boredom, really, and the fact that we downloaded it and we didn't have to change the what was in the console at the time. The little and Bella just started playing it. I'm pretty sure one of the people she follows on YouTube. Let's put something on there. She's like, "Oh, I want to play Animal Crossing." Oh, okay, I didn't think you were that into it in the start to start with, but yeah, okay. So yeah, she's been getting back into that and doing that, which is good. My thing is that I like hunting for the fossils and donating them to the museum. And I found a T Rex head today.
Very good.
Nice.
That's a chilled game. Yeah, it's
very chilled. I caned that game until I basically got to the credits, and then that was it. I was done, which was a bit of a shame, really. That it sort of if it hadn't given me that hard finish of the credits, I think I'd probably still be playing it. But I just felt like, okay, I've hit a goal,
right?
It seems like a game that wouldn't have an end, to be honest.
It doesn't really, because once you hit that end spot, they give you tools to start landscaping and things. And so you can now completely change the landscape to how you want. So I did a little bit of that. That was fun to do, sort of like just expand like this cliff area where I'd built a house and whatnot. But I was okay with just putting it down and saying enough is enough. Like I was religiously every day, you know, trying to put in time before I went to work just to grab the fossils. Time at lunchtime when I was eating my sandwich just to log in and get my 300 bonus Nook miles or whatever it was. And make the money to get to where we were. Like, because everything takes time in that, right? So like if you say you're trying to get people to the island, so you have to build them a house or start a house. Well, the house doesn't get built straight away. You know, the house gets built in a couple of days or something, right? Or if you want to put in a bridge, you know, it costs 100,000 bells. You know, you've got to get that money somehow. And then even then, like it's still, once you've paid for it, it's still going to take a day to build. So
yeah,
it's very good at that, just like eking it out for you. But I could definitely see if next time I travel is picking it back up and just losing myself in it on a journey or something. Would be nice.
It's just nice, chill. Just, you know, have it on the background. The music's wonderful. Is that it's very, it's just there. And then the last one, I haven't been playing Call of Duty. There's been a massive update, 44 gig, and it's still downloading on my computer. It hasn't actually updated. So let's have a look. I've got 10 gig left to go, and I set my machine off about when it done it, which is about 2 days ago. It's been so slow. So I don't know if you've been playing it, Neil, or you've had a chance to.
Today earlier, I clicked on the season pass to have a look at it and bought it.
Yep, that's the season
pass. I was just clicking to look at what the rewards were. I was like, oh, I guess I'm buying it then. So, but I had the Call of Duty points, obviously, from last season. I've still got 500 left. So I had a little go earlier. There's a new map.
Okay.
Which is all right. Shit, can't remember what it's called. But yes, you can tell that I haven't played for a while. Put it that way.
Oh, right.
A little bit rusty over the few.
Little bit rusty, can we say? Yeah, it's a bit hard after not playing it for a while.
All right.
That's annoyed me a little bit with it took so long. What was the download like for you? Was it just...
I saw news it was going to be a big... I don't really know why it's been such a massive update. That's one thing I'd say. Like I see it was something like 45 gigabytes on something. Yeah. It was PlayStation. I don't know what mine started off at because I saw it was coming. So I went to work at like 10 to 5. And I left my PC on when I came home. It had done about 2/3 of the download. But that to last 10 gig, whatever it was doing, it was took a long time. It was running really slow. But I'm guessing it's just their servers must be getting actually panned with people because it's massively popular. So, you know, if like, what is it? How many players do they have? If 50 million people are downloading. Well, like, I'm not being funny. The problem with it is, like, we've got two Xboxes in the house, plus my PC. I'm probably not the only person who's got multiple consoles or multiple things trying to download that thing.
Yeah, you've got millions and millions of players downloading massive
updates. Just imagine about how many millions of people are trying to download that at the same time. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, well, look, let's not talk about COD then. It's really no one's really played it. You go into the news. We had not much news there, but we can just crack on with a little bit of news we have, and then we'll give some time to the PS5 reveal.
Yeah, so we've already talked about the Stadia thing that happened. Modern Warfare multiplayer is free this weekend, having mentioned multiplayer Modern Warfare. If you obviously need to download Warzone, so
we've covered that too.
Yeah, exactly. Ark, Dave, you put this in there about Ark being free on the Epic Store this week.
Yes, I saw that as I jumped onto.
There was a couple of the map Epic expansions available also. I don't know if you noticed that when you went to claim them. If you scroll down, there are. It's not the major expansions that are free, but it's some of the map stuff is on there to get for nothing as well.
For what? Ark?
For Ark, yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you go and claim the other bits down the bottom.
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. That's basically... There was something else that I haven't put in here. I can't remember. Well, Last of Us 2 is getting reviewed really well, funny enough.
No surprises but, there.
Yeah. Masterpiece, etc., etc. Anyway. So the main news of the week, I suppose, we should probably talk about, shouldn't we?
What's that?
Well, there's this thing that happened yesterday. You may have noticed if you were on Twitter. So the PS5 event was yesterday. And we got to see the new console, which has been ridiculed, I suppose, in places, and is loved by others. So it's proved a little divisive in how it looks. It's a bit fucking big by the look of it, having seen a few of these mock-ups. People thought the new Xbox looked big. but this thing's even taller, apparently, by quite a distance. What do we think? Have we had a look at it?
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it looks all right. I mean,
if you've got kids in your house, you can't have it how it looks on the fucking all of the pictures, because you need to have it flat before it gets knocked over. So
the interesting thing for me is that I showed it to the missus earlier. I said, "Oh, is that the new Xbox?" I said, "No, this is a new Xbox." And she looked at me, "Oh, that looks like a PlayStation." And I looked at it and went, "Oh, yeah, that's quite weird." The new Xbox has definitely taken the PlayStation looks, like, you know, black and square. And the new PS5 looks like an Xbox with,
yeah,
you know,
the 360
curvy and...
came out, it was all curvy, yeah. And that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've not really thought about that, to be honest, but yeah, can't
isn't it? Yeah, that was quite interesting, I thought. Like, oh, yeah. Like, somebody that's actually not, like, you know, into all this has got confused just by the looks of which one was which. So I thought that was a quite interesting take on it, to be honest.
Mm.
Yes. It does look like a Wi-Fi router, though.
Yeah, that's been the theme, hasn't it? Or an air conditioning unit, or fan heater, or multiple... I can't think of what else I've seen. But yeah, it looks cool. I've feel like it's going to be extremely noisy. I don't know why, but maybe maybe it's not going to be. But doesn't look enough holes in it to keep it cold. I mean, it being a weird shape, I don't know what kind of cooling thing they've gone for. Because, like, the Xbox One X has got some mad vapor cooling chamber or something, which, and that's really quiet, apparently. But it's also really quite small. And it is pretty powerful. It's not as powerful as the PS5, but the PS5 is pretty massive by the look of it. There's been some, like, comparison shots going around based on the size of the disk drive or the USB port. And yeah, it's a lot. It's thinner, obviously, than the Series X, but a lot taller if you're going to have it vertical. So that feels dangerous in a house with kids. But, yeah, I like it. And surprisingly, two models. One with no disk drive. Which is the first PlayStation with no disk drive.
Okay. So, no surprises there, really.
Yeah, it was. No one was really talking about that. There was talk of there being a second Xbox model.
I strongly suspect the one with a disk drive will not be a lot of availability for it.
You think? I think there won't be a lot of the other one, to be honest.
Nah, it's cheaper to do the...
It's not enough. Well, not much of a difference. They reckon it's about $50 for the drive.
Yeah. But
that's a fair whack when you're competing in your... competing tooth and nail at retail,
I don't think they want. Of them. I don't think they want to do the one without a disk drive. Sorry, the one with the disk drive. I think.
I don't know.
I strongly suspect that. Well, basically, the selling of the game media through a third party Tesco or, you know, Amazon. Yeah.
Those days are numbered.
Yeah, it's more expensive for them. They get a smaller cut of the pie.
You say that, but it's like, well, we're just talking about Call of Duty and how an update is like basically the size of a fucking Blu-ray.
Yeah.
The games that are going to come out for these things, if they're like taking advantage of them fully, they're going to be fucking huge. Like, you're going to be talking like 150, 200 gigabytes for a AAA big game. Like, what, the new Horizon game, which is the last one on the list, that's going to be fucking massive.
True. Yeah.
And there's places in the world, even in like the supposedly developed world, that have got shit internet who ain't going to be wanting to download fucking 150, 200 gigabytes.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. There is still massive like calls for like having media actually in a format that people can use without the internet. I think these companies are still wanting to go down that route, and so they'll do a limited run on the additions with.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like, personally,
you don't think it's time
like a
for PS3 it
yet. Moment. You know, the people bought into the PS3 because it was a Blu-ray player.
Yeah,
and a game. Well,
PlayStation.
And this
2
is
as well.
Like, I know you can get a 4K UHD player as a Xbox One X, but this is a 4K UHD player. As much as it is a games console. So that's the sort of the thing you can tell your missus when you're going to buy a PlayStation 5 that, oh, it's going to play 4K Blu-rays as well. So, you know, you'll be able to use it for something. Not that everyone really uses Blu-rays, but there is still that. Like, as much as 4K streaming technology video-wise has come on a long way, you can still tell the difference if you get a Blu-ray. It is a shrinking market and all that sort of stuff, but there's still a demand out there for collectors and things like that. I think they'd be mad to focus on the digital one, personally, but they may want to eventually. I think that'll happen eventually, but to start with.
I think you make a good point, Neil, about, you know, we don't know, necessarily know the makeup of other markets, you know, where, you know, that may not have like the internet or the ability, you know, as good an internet or whatever, or, you know, or how many people really are there who don't embrace a digital future yet.
I think if anyone's in the position to really go for that market, it's the Xbox, because they've been pushing Game Pass so heavily for the last, whatever, 18 months.
Yeah.
So people are on the Xbox ecosystem are all in on that already.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like PlayStation is not, like PlayStation customers potentially aren't quite. I feel like more people probably buy disc games for PlayStations than they do for Xbox. But there's also a shitload more PlayStations, so obviously that's going to be the case. But per, like, if you sort of averaged it out based on how many there were, I feel like this hype of games that come out for PlayStation exclusive games versus the ones on Xbox are more. Like, it's your Nintendo's type of thing, isn't it? Like, it's the single player, AAA, really good games, but eventually, like, what you could do, you could play that game once and flog it off. You can't do that if you bought it digital. So, like your Spider-Man. Spider-Man, love, excellent game, everyone loves it. No one's had a bad word to say about it, but once you've played it, what are you going to do with it? Might just want to get rid of it, flog it off, get some money for the next game. I feel that's like more of a PlayStation thing than an Xbox thing. Basically because they've got good games on PlayStation. but we'll see. We'll see. As time goes by, I guess digital is going to be more to think, but I'm not sure the world's really ready overall.
Yeah, maybe it's just an age thing. Maybe I've got more, well, I'll say disposable income. Maybe I'm so lazy that I can't be asked to go to a shop to buy a game.
Yeah.
And I just think, or I'm more drunk and I've got my.
Maybe it could be a little bit about, but look what you said earlier. You said, oh, look, we loaded up Animal Crossing because we didn't have to change the disc. Right, we
didn't
have to change the cartridge
out of
the Switch because it
was digital. It is more of a faff to change a little stick in a Switch than it is to change a disc in a console. To be honest, that is a bit.
I'm
more
getting really, really, like, putting a disc in or a cartridge in now is really becoming alien to me now. You know,
especially now you don't have the library.
I've been digital pretty much since Xbox One and PlayStation 4 came out.
I think
Killzone was the only game that I had on PlayStation that came on a disc, and that came with PlayStation.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I bought Mario Odyssey, I bought Zelda Breath of the Wild, I bought Mario Kart, all of them on cartridge. Because I was like, well, if I want to flip them. I haven't flipped them. They're still there, no. And now it's a bollocking.
They held their value as well.
Yeah, that's true. So when I do decide to dump the Switch, which I think could be in the next year,
yeah, and
bring some money out of it.
No objections from the kids on that.
No, because I'm always, every time I've done anything like that, I'm always bringing something new to the table, right? I'm not dumping it just so I can go stick it up my arm or something like that. Last time I sold the Wii U, it was to get another Xbox, right? So now we're able to play Xboxes or whatever. So, you know, I would use this, to me, this, if I would possibly be bumping the Switch out, maybe buy a new Xbox or something like that. I could see that, to take a good chunk out of the cost of a new Xbox. What, I'd like a new
series,
Xbox.
A Series X or an old
Xbox? Xbox Series X, One X, Series X, X, One X.
Sexy.
Anyway, we digress. Let's rattle through some of this PS5 stuff and then call it a night.
Okay, well, there's quite a lot of fucking PS5 stuff. Not all of it exclusive.
All right. So, can I just shout like a drunk man in the background then?
Right. Did you watch the thing?
I flipped through it very briefly today.
Right.
I wish I'd watched it properly, but I didn't.
It was an hour and 16 minutes, so I can understand why you
watched it. It was a long old time, yeah, yeah.
Right, so we've talked
I will say this. I thought the fact that I started watching it and the first thing they showed was GTA 5, I was like, you just, no, come on.
Yeah,
really?
That's exactly.
That was
the reaction
was like, are you fucking kidding me? We're going to have GTA 5.
And that just stunk of corporate crap, right?
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Well, I liked it even less as it went on about GTA. So, GTA 5, surprise, a fucking prize, is coming out on Xbox Series X and PS5. What's the shitty part is that if you play on PlayStation 4 from now until it launches on PS5, you get a GTA $1 million free per month just for playing on PS4. So,
right.
That's a bit poo for everyone else.
Yeah, but how much are they going to charge?
It doesn't affect anyone else, but huh?
I mean, it's just a massive corporate tie-in, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah. And GTA Online is going to have a standalone version 3 months with PS Plus when PS5 launches.
Free for 3 months. Ooh.
But you have to have PS Plus, so expect to tweak the price on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a bit poo to hear that, but I don't really play the game anymore, to be honest. I've got it on PC. It already looks fucking amazing on PC. I wonder if there'll be a little free tweak upgrade on PC.
Probably not.
And I don't know how GTA 5 is going to work. Like, Xbox has this smart delivery thing, whether GTA is going to be smart delivery and the Xbox Series X version will basically be paid for if you've already got it. Or whether you're going to have to buy it again.
Who can say? Next!
We can say you're going to have to buy it again. Right. So now the new shit started. And everyone got super excited because Spider-Man Miles Morales is coming out.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. So then it was a massive excitement to start with. And then there was a lot of hanging, how is this going to work? And there was this and umming and ahhing about whether this was an expansion to Spider-Man and you had to buy the original Spider-Man again on PS5, blah, blah, blah. But it turns out, I think the final result is it's a standalone expansion in the like of Uncharted Lost Legacy that came out. So you don't have to own Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that makes me think it might be a PS5 exclusive. I don't know if it's coming to PS4 or not.
I interpreted it as a continuation of the story rather than like a DLC or anything like that.
Well, it's definitely standalone. This is what they said. It was that Uncharted thing. They said it was standalone DLC, which made no sense. So it was a small game.
Yeah.
Well, a smaller game. Maybe not small. It's not quite the right word. But looks, it's going to be fucking cool anyway, because Spider-Man was cool. So then, Gran Turismo 7, no release date, PS5 exclusive, obviously.
If you took Gran Turismo, that would be amazing.
It was a bit of a throwback to GT4 in the way the game progresses and stuff like that. You've got a campaign mode. It looks like you're going to have to do your licenses and all that sort of stuff. That was missing, obviously, from Gran Turismo Sport.
Yes.
And you can do the tweaking of all the cars and all that. So you can do all of the proper Gran Turismo shit. So
I think it's going, to me, it was kind of going back to its roots. And it I was quite interested in that.
Yeah. And there might be some funky stuff with the controller. Who knows? Because it's got all these new fancy features on the new controller.
Force feedback on the triggers.
Adjustable and triggers and all that hoo-ha. Haptic feedback, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So could be very cool.
Yeah. I'm not normally into driving games, but Gran Turismo, I've always from the early PlayStation 1 games, like, I've liked that series. It's a bit arcadey, but the right amount between arcadey and simulation.
So Ratchet and Clank up next, I believe. Again, no release date. Obviously, I think this is PS5. Not coming to PS4. Obviously, not coming to anything else. Not really.
That looks pretty cool. Ratchet and Clank showed itself, and I was a bit like, really? And then he started talking, and then I heard Clank speak, and I was like, oh, yeah, I quite like that. It's got a soft spot for Ratchet and Clank. So, and it looked pretty cool, the stuff they were showing.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it was very busy.
In the game, yeah, it looked pretty cool. It did look like, it's not really for me, but I don't know. I could end up playing it. It's weird, isn't it? When you start off with a brand new console cycle, it's a sort of game you might end up playing that you might not normally play because there's only about six games. But yeah, it's not really for me. But it looked very cool, visually impressive. Then a game called Project Athia, I guess.
Well, this is its working title.
Yeah. This, I fucking can't remember now. Was this the one with the bow and arrow?
Square Enix.
This looked cool anyway. I remember this looking very cool. I'm thinking, oh, I'm excited about this game. No release date. Could be fucking years off. This is a timed exclusive for PS5. But it's also coming to PC, I think, at the same time as PS5.
I've heard things that this could be Final Fantasy 16.
Really?
Yeah.
It did look cool. Oh, that would be a sneaky one if it was Final Fantasy 16.
It could be.
But yeah, that did look cool.
Yeah.
Slightly more memorable was the next one. Stray. Which was the cyberpunk cat game. Initially, I thought, what a fucking stupid... I'd heard about it, and I was like, what a stupid idea. This had been announced, I believe, for PC about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Really?
And now is timed exclusive PS5 and possibly PS4, and it's also already on Steam.
Yeah, it says it's on Steam. PC. Yeah, release date 2021.
And I'm not a cat person, but this did look pretty fucking cool.
Something different. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a stray cat. Great. Let's have something different, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, we're getting bombarded again with tons of games.
Mad shit. But that's 2021 at some point currently. Right, Returnal was the Housemarque game, so it's clearly a PlayStation exclusive. No release date again. This was like, it was another game a bit like this. Basically, it was like, sounded like it's going to be a roguelike, a procedural generated roguelike, potentially. It's like you die and you spawn again and the world has changed. But you get that whole, looks like, whatever happened to you, the last playthrough has affected you going forward, kind of thing. Looked pretty cool. Remember when they did the Xbox thing and everyone was like, oh, is this gameplay? This isn't gameplay. I did find myself going, is this fucking gameplay? I can't really tell. And this is a bit of a problem now. It's like, if the games are going to look so fucking amazing, you don't actually know whether you're watching gameplay or not. And a nut on the other side of that is they're showing these games and I'm watching on YouTube. And I kind of almost have to imagine how good they're going to look because they don't look as good as they clearly are fucking going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the problem that future games are going to have, is how are you going to advertise this stuff on formats that don't really fucking show you what they really look like? Because all of this stuff's going to run at 4K. You're not watching a 4K stream. It's got artifacting all over the place. It's just odd. So, but yeah, that looked like it could be quite cool. We're quite like Housemarque. They've come out. They had Resogun at the launch of PS4.
Oh, they did that.
They've done a lot of the twin stick shooter type games as well. Dead Nation, was that one of theirs? Something like that, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, so they've done a lot of the twin stick shooter type games as well. They do make good games. So we'll see whenever that comes out. All right, another exclusive come up next. Sackboy, don't give a fuck about Little Big Planet type
stuff. You know what? I was about to say the same thing.
I like it. I like the Little Big Planet stuff. But
you know, we had 2D Mario for ages, and then the Nintendo 64 came out, and everyone lost their shit over 3D Mario.
Yes.
It was like, fucking hell, this is like, we've moved into like 3D Sackboy, and it's like, I really don't care. I don't know. So maybe out there likes that.
Yeah, the Little Big Planet games, there is a, like, they're, if you're creative or know how to find the creative stuff through the thing, like, there's just so much to it. And people make amazing things through this creative thing. Like, obviously, like, if you look at Little Big Planet on YouTube, sort of, they do like mini computers inside. Like, they've created. Just. People are so clever and imaginative on what they can do. I think I like the concepts and seeing people create stuff through more than actual playing it. I didn't like playing of the game or the games. No. So I've had one, I think I've Little Planet 1 and 2. I think they felt a little bit floaty like, as a platformer. They didn't really hit off.
It wasn't the precision you require in a platform.
Yeah, it was.
Quite like them though as platformers. I am probably the opposite of you, Dave. I quite like them as platformers.
You liked it.
I enjoyed playing them, and then the fan made stuff I found interesting, but I certainly didn't think that there was a lot there for me to get my teeth into.
I don't think there was.
I went through a stage of where I would download something and go, "That's really cool."
Yeah,
but. It didn't hold, but I preferred the way they crafted the campaigns.
I think
they were always very well made games. Got like your good voiceover, Stephen Fry or whatever, when it usually.
Oh yeah.
So it was all very well made, but it really didn't float my boat. I'll be honest.
I think on the last game, like, people were actually creating like different gameplay types, like cart. I don't know how they were doing it.
There was a karting game.
Was a karting game, but they were making that karting game in the Little Big Planet game. I just don't know how like they were doing it, but there was a lot more like than just the platforming that people were creating for it. So it'll be interesting to see when this 3D.
Like, the thing with this is, obviously. Little Big Planet is made by Media Molecule. And they must have spent about the last 10 years making Dreams for PS4. So I don't know how much involvement they've had in this game. Whether this is a sort of like they've kind of shipped it out to someone
else. Didn't they ship out Little Big Planet 3 though?
Little Big Planet 3 came out that was ages ago though.
Yeah, but I think that was farmed out, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. But they've been working on Dreams, I know, for a long time, and they were the original like Little Big Planet people.
Yeah.
So,
but isn't the concept of Dreams like anything in the game.
You build anything. Correct. This fucking is crazy.
Maybe they just created this in Dreams.
Wonder that, like, whether they actually made this game in Dreams when it came out. Right, but they didn't say anything.
Little Big Planet was 3 was developed by Sumo Digital, not Media Molecule.
Actually did come up at Sackboy, so that was probably, it's not the original people making this game. So unless they're like a spin-off type of thing.
Yeah.
Like they've sort of a sub company.
Well, maybe they've lost the Little Big Planet.
Yeah, Sackboy, this Sackboy, A Big Adventure, that's Sumo Digital as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that little bit. Was Little Big Planet 3 part of PS Plus or something? I think I've played it, but not for very long.
I played it. It wasn't that great. It was okay. 2 was the best one.
Yeah.
For me. Anyway. Right. We've talked about far too much Sackboy. Next up was Destruction All-Stars. This was a game I felt like, I'm not sure how much gameplay we saw, because there was lots of slow motion stuff going on. And
it's
Destruction Derby kind of thing going on.
I saw it and went, oh, that's cool. And then the more I thought about it, I went, I'll probably hate it after 5 minutes.
Yeah, because that's what happened with Destruction Derby. Because everyone, this was like, oh, this is a really good idea. This is really fun. And after about an hour, you're like, I think I can't be asked to play this anymore. But that was PlayStation 1, so that's a fucking long time
ago. I was going to say, I've actually got a soft spot for Destruction Derby, so.
Yeah. Wreckfest is good. But there you go.
Yeah.
Right, now then. Kena, Bridge of Spirits. This definitely had a bow and arrow in it. This looked pretty cool.
Okay. I can't tell you. The next batch here, I have no idea, really.
These are the games that clearly aren't PlayStation-made games that came up in the next sort of section. I fucking can't remember who it was now that came up at the beginning. Something Lab. Can't remember. Look good anyway. Kind of cameo-y. Look pretty cool.
Kena Bridge. Is it Kena Bridge of Spirits? That's on the Epic Store, eh?
Yes. So this is now. We're getting into.
Okay. So we don't need to worry about that because we can play that. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there was quite a lot of PC games that were announced. Okay. Well, not announced. A lot of them had already sort of been announced, but you saw gameplay for the first time. Goodbye Volcano High is another one that's on PS. This is timed exclusive. Kena Bridge of Spirits is this year, so you'll be able to see that this year. Goodbye Volcano High, even 2021, timed exclusive PS5, on PS4, and on PC. Teenage Angst with Dinosaurs. I don't know. Not really my thing. So, what do you call it? Lost Life is Strange, that kind of thing, but with weird dinosaurs. I won't be playing it, but Life is Strange is popular, so could be good, who knows. Oddworld, you've been hankering for some Oddworld? Me neither. Timed exclusive, I believe, PS5, it's coming out PC as well. Can't remember if that's an Epic one. There's quite a few Epic ones. No release date on that yet. But. Next game I'm interested in, Ghostwire Tokyo. That looked cool. 2021, timed exclusive on PS5, and it's coming to PC at the same time as PS5, I believe. That is... Oh, fucking hell. Who is it? Japanese developer, I can't remember now. But, oh shit, what did they make? Yeah, anyway, it looks cool. Graphically, it looks impressive. It's some weird, fucking supernatural weird shit going on in this, like, modern version of Tokyo at the same time. And then there's gateway. It looks like gateways into, like, I don't know what, some sort of dimension. It looks fucking mental. First person, yeah, interested in that game big time.
Cool.
Jet the Far Shore is out this year, PS5, PS4, PC.
Jet is exciting.
That's a bit of a reference. I'm not too sure what sort of game this was. This was announced a while back on PC, I believe. This is an Epic one, I think.
Yep, it's on the Epic Store.
Coming
soon.
Can't really describe 2020.
Space stuff.
I remember what it looked like, but I'm a bit like, I don't really know what the game part of it looks like. So,
well, the game itself really invites you on an interstellar expedition to carve out a future for a people haunted by living in this cinematic action adventure.
Okay. Yeah, next. I'll wait and see. Godfall, this is a third-person action game, 2020 PS5 timed exclusive, coming to PC this year as well. This looked kind of cool. I remember this one. This was like the sort of...
Yeah, I think this one made me sit up and take notice.
What could I compare it to? It's... was Vanquish. That was more shooting. There's no shooting, but it was a bit... I can't really think. It's like you're jumping around third person with melee weapons.
Oh, no, this isn't what I was thinking of. My interest in
this looks cool anyway. Godfall looks cool. Am I thinking of something else now? Because no, it is that one. Yeah, looks cool. I can't think what. There's a game that it reminded me of when I saw it, and now I can't fucking think what it is.
One where she was running around third person, looked like more like Gears of. It reminded me of Gears of War or something. I don't know. Maybe we've missed that.
I don't know. There was one game that is definitely is right up my street that I'm looking forward to. That's coming up later. Solar Ash up next, 2021. This is like Hyperlight Drifter. If you played that, same people who made that, better looking. Not so like retro-y looking, but still more like a kind of Journey look to it, but it's definitely not Journey style gameplay. I think this so far is only PS5 PC. Then next up, Hitman 3. It's January next year. This is coming to everything, including current gen. I need to play through Hitman because this looks like it's going to be cool. And they did this last time. If you get Hitman 3 and you own Hitman 1 and 2, you'll be able to play Hitman 1 and 2 in the new engine for Hitman 3.
Cool.
So it's like a trilogy, clearly, was the plan. And they showed a Dubai level, which looks fucking mental.
I'm pretty sure that Hitman 2 was done a lot better than I thought it would. I saw big traction on people playing and being like extremely happy with being able to play the first one through.
Yeah.
On the second platform, so yeah, that's why I think they've done it in this way, and that you can play the first two.
Yes.
In Hitman 3.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work. If you've got an Xbox Series X, I'm guessing you'll be all right, but or a PC. I'm not sure how that's going to work with PS5 in terms of being able to play through the old versions.
I think they must be able to see if you're using the same account on your PlayStation. Then if they can see that you've owned,
they've been a lot less upfront about how any of the backwards compatibility stuff is going to work in terms of if you own the game already.
I suspect they're still figuring it out as well. The only way that I can see, because how do they know you own a game? Like if you
digitally, they know obviously because you bought a license from them.
But if you've had it on disc, then you might have borrowed it, or you might have got it from the library. But if you got digital only PS5,
yeah, you're a bit screwed.
What are you going to do? Like, just show it to it? Is there a little camera on? No, I own it. Like, there's all these questions, isn't there? So,
yeah, we haven't heard. This isn't the end of the
PS5
news.
But I like the idea of the Hitman 3, the fact that if you own the previous ones, they'll be playable. That's good.
Yeah, I need to get on that. So I've had Hitman 1 for God knows how long and I've never played it. Okay, next one's definitely a PS5 exclusive. Astro's Playroom, which apparently has all got... I think it's comes with the console potentially, this, and it has got stuff to basically make you aware of all of the new shit in the new controller, I believe. It's basically, okay, it's like a, not exactly a tech demo. There's probably a half decent game there, but it's a lot of stuff to do with the new controller.
What? Oh god, I'm looking at this now. It looks like one of the robots is humping the controller.
a lot of people, like, if you had PSVR, really loved that Astrobot game on the PSVR.
Yeah, it's really highly rated. Yeah.
That's so what I remind me of.
I'm sure they'll do a decent job of this, whatever it turns out to be. Next one up was a little game called Little Devil Inside. No release date as yet. This, I read up a little bit of backstory on this because I was searching stuff up this morning for the news, and it was like, I found this was on Kickstarter. And when it was kickstarted, one of the options was a Wii U.
Okay.
So this old this is. And basically Sony have stumped up some cash to make sure they can get the game done. And now people who've paid up on the Kickstarter are all kicking off because they requested certain versions and they're like, oh, I don't, what's going on now? I'm not going to have a PS5, blah, 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 blah. But it's coming to PC. So yeah, it's caused us a bit of a stink in the people who backed it on Kickstarter, but I thought it looked pretty cool. Never really heard of it before, but this is on, I think, is this on Epic or is it on Steam already? I think you can see it. I can't remember now. But yeah, it's coming out, well, who knows when, to be announced. Next up was NBA 2K21. Really don't give a shit about these games myself. Coming out this year, as they would, because it's obviously named for next year. This, I believe, is next gen only and PC, from what I know. And
yep,
you can see them sweating.
Ooh, hang on, have we had that tech for like the last 5 years?
Oh, now they're really sweating.
Okay, now they're procedurally sweating, are they?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they're sweating from the cloud.
These basketball games have looked pretty good for God knows how long. So, I don't know.
Yep, very popular with some people.
Yes, indeed.
Cool.
Right, next up was an odd game, Bug Snacks. Coming out this year,
PS5. Yeah, PS4, no, I saw a little of
this. I don't know what to make of this game. It was like,
didn't they have like a
scene with googly eyes walking along and then something and then it eats it. And then obviously it seems to take on some of the properties of whatever it eats. Because someone comes along with like sausage hot dog hat arms and says he's eating a wiener thing or something or other. So I was like, what the fuck?
I'm on board. Let's go.
This is bizarre.
There's a walking donut here with sprinkles for legs.
Count me in. Fucking crazy looking game. If it's 20 quid, maybe. If it's 60 quid, nah. That's coming out PC as well as PS5 and PS4.
It looks to me like it's going to be like free on sort of release or free with a console, maybe. That's what it's going to be. I think that'll be one of the sort of.
It'll be free on Epic Store on launch.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks very interesting. That was one of the ones I was actually very interested in. It looked just wacky enough for me to go, yeah, why not? That's by that. I'd
yeah,
be like
we'll see.
A bit of wacky.
I'll wait and see what sort of actual game it turns out to be.
Yeah.
Could be interesting anyway. Could be a laugh. Next one was, you know, I played this game a long time ago and I was very bad at it. But then I played another game, which means I may be better at this game now. So Demon's Souls Remastered was next up. Don't know when it's coming out. I think that's,
I mean, remastered. Yeah, so what, well, like they will change it, to
massively remastered, because that's an old PS3 game. So, and it looks mind blowing compared to, like, remember the difference between Mafia and Mafia Remastered when you saw them a couple of weeks ago? It was like, fucking hell, that's a bit different. Yeah, this was like, yeah, that game looks a shitload better now than it did.
The only thing that annoyed me about this one is I think they said that there will be two settings that you can choose between, the frame rate and the graphics, similar to the PS4 Pro.
Well, so you could play in better graphics for at 30 frames per second, potentially, or something.
Ugh. So better sense. Graphics or better frame rate for like a steady 60.
Always take the frame rate, surely.
So that's what annoyed me, is that we're talking about a new console with all this additional power, and we're still being asked if we
want. They're not seriously saying that you can only run that at 30 frames per second, are they?
I think it was this one. There was definitely, I'm pretty sure it was Demon's Souls, but there was one game that was like, yeah, there's going to be two things that you can choose from, the visual frame rate.
Honestly, I thought new gen was means 30 frames per second was a thing of the past. I honestly thought that would be the case.
So,
everything should be running at 60 now, I'd have thought. No. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, not. So that was the thing that annoyed me about that. But Demon's Souls, yeah. Yeah, fuck Demon's Souls.
No PC version, though, at the moment. Like,
good. that shit can just die in a fire. It's, yeah. Not for me.
Right, next one. This looks super cool. Deathloop. Which is the Bethesda game. This is out this year, PS5 and PC. Timed exclusive PS5, so it will come to Xbox at some point, I believe. So, Arkane Studios, people who made Dishonored. Did they make Prey as well? I think. Not sure which particular studio. It was definitely Arkane, which is part of Bethesda. Is it not? So, yeah, this game...
Dishonored, yeah.
This looked fucking super cool. I was like, yeah, I'm right into this. This looks well good. First person shooty, basically, but the thing was, you've basically got one life. When you die, you start again. So I'm not sure roguelike is quite the right description for it.
Arkane have a very sketchy list of games they're doing.
Well, they made Dishonored and Dishonored 2, and this looks like it borrowed things from all of their best games, shall we say.
Yeah. I mean, they did Call of Duty World at War, which is pretty much around that time one of the worst Call of Duty.
Arkane?
Yeah, that was not World at War.
That was the first one that you're going to know. Yeah. And they did Bioshock 2.
Oh, that was Treyarch.
No. Bioshock 2. Dishonored was good. Dishonored 2 was... I didn't play it, really, so... Prey wasn't that great.
Fallout, I think a lot 76, of people do like Prey.
Huh? Wolfenstein Youngblood, that's Toilet. So, make of this what you will. My
I don't know, this looks good.
Yeah. Maybe.
It had it's very cool aesthetic and... cool characters by the sound of it. So it would look cool. I recommend you have another look at that. Another look at this actual. Have you looked at this game? Because yeah, it's not like Dishonored. So
no, I know. No, it looked good. I watched it. I thought that looks pretty neat, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm very weary of, like, it looks like it should be a first person. It looks like a first person shooter, right?
But yeah, it is.
I'm very weary of first person shooters that are all sort of like with snazzy graphics and, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
We will.
And at the moment, I'm pretty hyped for that. That's pretty cool. Next up, Resident. This was like, didn't tell you what it was. I didn't know. I knew which games were coming up, and I was like, yeah, this is Resident Evil, isn't it? It was.
Is it Resident Evil? Is it?
Yes. Well, it's Village Resident Evil. Yes. Resident Evil 8. So
they're using the VILL as the 8.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't play 7.
It looks like 7. That disappoints me.
7 was definitely a great game, but it was a departure from 4, 5, and 6, which to me was a shame because I really enjoyed those games. But whatever, so, you know, I'm not the only person out there. If it's as good as 7,
a lot of people really love 7 because it was a departure.
Yeah. 7's a great game. This looks all right.
Yeah, we'll see. 2021. This is not exclusive to PS5. But I don't believe this is coming to current gen Xbox One or PS4. Nearly Home. Pragmata was the weird astronaut game with the little girl. Not too sure what's going on there. It's not out for another 2 years. So it could be completely different by the time it comes out. This is Capcom, isn't it? So, it looks like it could be interesting, but yeah, that was a game I'm pretty sure we didn't see in gameplay in. So,
it's got a cat in it.
Yeah, add that weird.
Maybe it's got that stray cat.
You played The Division when it does that thing where you can see what happened in the past kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, so, kind of echoes through.
Echoes, yeah. That's what they're called. Yeah. So it did that thing at the beginning, that, and it's like, and then there was the girl was there, and she clearly has weird powers, and could breathe in space. So, or maybe she can just hold her breath and doesn't freeze. But yeah, looked fucking bonkers. But we'll see what actually turns out to be. But that's a bit of a ways off yet. And then they ended on Horizon Zero Dawn 2, Horizon Forbidden West, clearly a PS5 exclusive.
Yeah,
that'll be very popular, no doubt. Oh, maybe I should go back and play the original. I've got it, but didn't really get. Wasn't too fussed about the last one.
So I liked the first one. I didn't finish it, the Horizon. What I'm surprised about is there was no Uncharted. No,
isn't Uncharted?
Well, that's
done
and dusted, isn't it? I think that's it.
Oh, I know, but they could have done a prequel.
I don't know what they're going to do next, to be honest, because there's no way there's going to be another Last of Us.
Wow.
So I'm assuming that'll be coming out. Last of Us 2 remastered, like make your eyeballs bleed version or something. I don't know. It's already going to look amazing on PS4.
Oh, we're being hammered with adverts on that on the TV and the internet at the moment. About the new Last of Us. Didn't actually play the first one, to be honest.
So, yeah, it's good. Overall, are you tempted to get a PS5? After watching, would you more likely to get a PS5 than you were before?
I'm more likely at the moment to get a PS4 when they start to come down in price to play some of the exclusives that I've missed. Because I haven't played Spider-Man, I haven't played God of War.
I own all those games and I haven't played them.
Well, then you should definitely get a PS5.
To not play I'm waiting games. To find out. Yeah, so yet again, man, like I am looking at that, like I say, I am looking at that from a 4K Blu-ray player. Don't really know how much they are. Probably not, they're certainly not fucking £800. Still not sure how much this fucker's going to cost. Controllers look cool. Console. I'm not sure I've got anywhere to put it at the moment. Don't know if it will fit in my TV cupboard where my decent telly is. Certainly don't. I've already got a PC sat behind my fucking TV. So if I put my PS5 on top of that, it'll be like fucking touching the ceiling by the sound of it. So not sure I've got anywhere to put one. But considering I've got a decent PC and I'm probably going to be upgrading it at some point, I don't think I need an Xbox Series X. But there's going to be some games that you can only play on PS5, which look, I don't know, is there one at the minute that I'm really thinking I really need? Probably not. There's a lot of these games will come into PC. Mm. And as much as they're crowing about how great the PS5 SSD drive and all that hoo-ha is, and what did I read? NBA 2K apparently is going to load in 2 seconds. Yeah, great. I don't play that game. I just don't know how some of the games are going to load any quicker, particularly. Having had the SSD and all that, they don't... I don't know, maybe it's different with this PS5. Maybe it does make a huge difference the way it's architected. But
they can optimize for it, and you know, they
Where's
can...
the weird with the one with the PS? The problem with the PS5 and the good thing about the PS5 is the way they've put this SSD in. It's kind of, it's almost like RAM because it's all so close to the everything.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously on my PC, my SSD goes through the motherboard and blah blah blah. There's things in the way, so it ain't going to be quite as quick as this PS5 one, but there's only 900 gigabytes. And like I say, all these games with 4K, blah, 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 they're fucking all going to be massive. So you're going to have maybe 4 games that you can play, that you can keep on your PS5. Ready to go.
Until you get like a 5 terabyte.
All of the little games, which probably don't even need to be on the SSD. Like anything that's like not massive doesn't really need to be on the SSD anyway. So, I don't know.
Who can say?
Mm.
I'll be getting an Xbox before I get a PlayStation 5, I think. Because I'm already invested in that Xbox.
Yeah, well, you know you've got until 2021 already got games.
Yeah.
Paid for.
Yep.
So, yeah. It'll be interesting times coming up. See what Xbox do next and see how much these fuckers are going to cost is the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, look, that gets us to the end of the PlayStation 5. I think that gets us to the end of the show.
I don't think we've missed anything major off that PlayStation 5 stuff, have we?
That was every game that came out.
Yeah, you did good. Went right through that. Okay.
Cool.
You guys have anything to add, or should we just wrap her up?
No, we're done.
I mean, 2.5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, we did say we were going. I think I'm going to have to record something to put at the start because I don't know. Did we say we weren't talking about the PC stuff? Did I mention that?
We didn't talk about it.
Okay, I'll put something at the start. Okay, well, look, let's get out of here then. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you all for listening. Thank you.
Words.
I'm done.
English is hard.
English is hard. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know if there's nothing to add, let's get out of here.
It's been good. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to go through, but busy week.
Yep, for sure.
I'm sure more stuff will come out about half of this stuff we've talked about now.
I don't doubt it. Okay.
But yeah.
Good. All right, until next time. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.